Hello?
Hey, Chad. It's Gail at Local Splash. How are you doing?
Good, Gail. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you. So, we have to catch up, I think.
Yeah, I'm so confused now. I felt like I knew more a week ago or a few days ago when we talked last week than I do now.
Well, and I was hoping, I apologize for them flooding you with messages. I was hoping that they would hold off. Some of those are just auto-delivered, just based on your account. But I was kind of hoping that they would hold off a little bit on them until you and I kind of regrouped. So that's all right. They're after me too, going, well, why isn't he responding? I'm like, well, we got a meeting. Just chill. We're all right. So I guess we got everybody worried, but that's all right. We got her under control. So what would you like to cover first? I know you're worried about wondering what to do with all the messages and communications and what's coming.
I still keep getting texts that say, hey, Bailey. And I'm like, but it's funny because when we talked the last time and you sent me like the keyword search that she had put in and it gave me, you know, a text message, I'm assuming that that's your text number. So then I keep getting other texts from them as well as yours on the same number. And I'm like, oh, does Gail not have another number that I can just talk with her? I'm like, why do you keep writing Bailey? I'm not Bailey anymore. And then all keep saying Bailey. So I'm like, first of
and
all,
I noticed,
how do we get Bailey and Bailey stuff off the account? That would be a good first step.
Done. I did that already this morning when I realized that it, so when I updated it, when you and I talked last week, it, for whatever reason, didn't update right. It does that once in a while. So when I noticed, when you mentioned that, I went in, it is changed now, and I can actually, I've verified it on my screen. So you should probably stop getting the Bailey ones now. If you don't, let me know. Unfortunately, they're going to come in with, hey, Chad, instead. But so how are, I can't text like from a typical cell phone. I text through our system. And so once, okay, what's expected to happen, our normal progression of things, is I would get you settled in with your technician very early on. I mean, we did that with Bailey. And then they kind of take over from there unless you need me for something. Like if you've got questions or problems or whatever, I'm still always here. But the way that our texting works is once I've passed you off, I'll say to customer service, to your technicians, then whoever texts you from our team last is who gets the reply. So I noticed just in looking through the logs, it looks like I think Ivan has probably texted you. Oops, flip over to the other screen.
And I called him.
Probably, yeah. So, and then this morning when I jumped back in with our times for me and you, I noticed that, oh, yeah, of course, you weren't getting right back to me. So I should have maybe explained that. I didn't expect them to send all those messages to you. So, from here on out, let's just say that since we're kind of starting in the middle, from here on out, whoever texts you last is who you'll be texting back. Gosh,
well,
I wish there was a way to get around that.
All on the same, I don't understand what you mean. I'm getting them all in the same text chain. Like they're all coming from, I can't differentiate a text from you versus anyone else that's texting me. They all come from exactly the same number that I.
Yeah, and that is one downfall of our system. What I'll start doing when I text you, I'll sign my name to it. That way you know it's me. If I don't sign it, then assume it's somebody else. So once we do the onboarding call, which is something that was a function we did with Bailey, it's where I get you settled in with your technician. Then you actually have several technicians. So one that's focused solely on Facebook, one that's focused solely on Google Guaranteed, and so on for each of your different areas. And unfortunately, you will probably get messages from each of them, and it is hard to tell which is from whom. So I wouldn't worry too much about, you know, if it's Moises that's texting you or if it's Ivan, because they are all connected in customer service. So what they're trying to do now, because we're post onboarding call, is they're trying to get like Facebook login so that we can go in and do our work on Facebook. They're probably trying to get login for Google Business Profile so we can go and do that work in there. All of those things that they need to kind of keep moving and move things along for you. So I'm looking back through the logs right now. I want to see what all. So that was the 9th. Okay, so you and I, it must have been the 9th. No, did we talk the 7th or the 9th? I'm checking. Seems like we talked on the 7th. Yep, there we go. It is the 7th. Okay, so on the 7th, it was still you and I. And then 8th, okay. I'm trying to figure out what they actually need yet from you. You know what, Tad? Let me check something. I just now thought of this.
Supposed to be on this call that we have at 3? Are you supposed to be on that also, or is that just a different department completely?
That should be. Do you know the name of the person you're meeting with by chance?
I want to say Lisa's who called me, but I'm not sure if that's accurate.
Lisa. Would it be not Shalette by any chance?
I don't know. I didn't write it down, but
I'm wondering. I'm going to sign my head of customer service here. I'm going to ask him. It may be worthwhile, if we can do it, to just start back over, start from the onboarding call, and have you on that call, since Bailey really didn't do anything after that. These guys are getting frantic right now because we haven't done anything on your account, and we absolutely hate taking money and then not getting to work. So they're freaking out because,
like,
oh my gosh.
None of our search stuff is working. Like, if I sat in her office today, I had someone do it, the owner of the company, the other day, and then I did it today. Like, if I type in roofing, you know, we're supposed to be first or top page, sorry, within our 10-mile radius and all that. I was sitting in our office, and, like, our name didn't come up anywhere. Like, none of this stuff is set up, and I realize a lot of that probably has to do with Bailey, but.
Yeah, and definitely. Yeah, and that's because we never did get answers to the things we needed answers from her on. So that's why they're frantic, because, no, you're not showing up, and you should be making some progress by now. So they're probably getting yelled at from their boss. Why haven't we done more? So let me do this. I'm going to ask him, I'm going to say new I'm asking him if we can possibly go back and start from the onboarding call, and kind of that lets you get a fresh start right from square one, so you know what's where, who's where, what to expect next. It's I'll walk through our system, and how we set our clients up shouldn't be as difficult or as confusing as what you've got coming in the middle. And that's what I'm thinking we might be. Yes, that's what I mean. And I don't want it to continue to be that difficult for you. All right. Okay, let me look at something else here, Chad. Okay, yours is the 281 phone number.
Yeah, but which, you're talking about my personal number or?
Yeah, the number I've got for you, 281-770-6020. Yeah, 6020. Okay. And I'm trying to find Bailey's old number because I wanted to pull that up. Here we go. Got it.
512. I got it if you need it.
I think I have it. Okay. See, let me set this up with Bailey. Oh, gosh. November 16th. Trying to explain to him the changing of the guard. Why do we need to do another onboarding? Well, because these are.
Yeah.
And I apologize for the, it just got to be frustrating.
No, I just don't know like who to answer to. And then when certain people say me to call set them up, I'm like.
Right.
Yeah, I already had that. Talk that I'm going to talk with Gail, and they're like, well, we need to call you at this time, and I'm like, about what? So,
oh my gosh.
Like, you need this, and I'm like,
Okay, he's going to check. So, for right now, Tab, let's not worry about all those texts and emails that are sitting there. He's going to take a look at it, and I think probably we'll end up just starting from the onboarding call. That way you're in the loop right from the start, like you should be anyway. So while he looks at that, oh, he's typing again already. I thought it'd take him a minute longer. I was going to say, well, let's move on. Okay. What else are we supposed to talk about? Oh, I know. I think the other thing was just if you wanted to reallocate anything anywhere. I think you'd mentioned maybe more to Facebook or I'm not sure.
Well, so remind me again, based on our call, I think I'm looking at my notes. And so you told me something. Okay, so we pay $2.99 a month flat. 100 of that is included per month Facebook ads or something. But then I have
correct.
Facebook tech was not able to reach her in Google. So I don't think some of our stuff's up because no one's been able to reach her, like you said, probably with the onboarding stuff.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so when we go to our first page search results, 3 to 6 companies, those aren't working. I know we have all our keywords. So then we talked about a reporting dashboard that tracks. And then there's Splash app that we didn't sign up for. And then there's.
Right.
Local VO, I can't read my writing. Voice the voice number where you can record it again.
Yep, that's the Splash app.
So then you said something about a $609, like maybe this is the Google guaranteed newer program, and you said it takes 4 to 8 weeks of approval process.
Yep.
And
so
that's the one $609. Is everything that we sign up for is, okay, so the, everything that we sign up for is a monthly fee. Is that correct? Like she didn't do any contract or anything, right?
No contract. No. So the the $2.99 flat, which of that is $100 in Facebook, that is a monthly fee, and that's actually currently your only monthly fee. So it is set up as a subscription, but it's cancelable at any time. Now, the Google Guaranteed is still in that approval process. So we charged Core 4 the one-time $250 for the application fee on that. And then there's nothing due on it until the approval process is done, which is about 4 to 8 weeks. And now that's something, though, that we haven't gotten started on because they were waiting on Bailey for information that we need to send over to Google to get your application into them.
Right, no.
And that was actually one of the gentlemen that was just before you and I got on the call just now was, hey, Gail, what's going on? I'm talking to him next. Let's see. My head of customer service just answered me. Okay, good. Good. And then I'm going to ask one more thing here to you, Chad. Bear with me just a second. What did I say today? Oh, it was November 16th was the date we set you guys up. So we're coming up on about a month. I'm looking at the history here. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and we'll start from the onboarding call. That'll keep you in the loop, and then you can forget all the mumbo jumbo you've gotten. It's going to be much easier to follow going through it step by step as it was intended.
Everything we're supposed to do today at 3. We're not doing that right now. We're starting all over.
Well, let me see if I can figure out who was supposed to meet with you at 3. Yeah, let me see if I can figure that out. I'm combing back through call logs and reminders to see what everybody's got going on. Call client. That would be 3. Okay, that was Catherine. Perfect. Let me see if I can do this. So your 3 o'clock call is with Catherine, and she is actually one of the first people you would typically talk to in customer service anyway. So let me ping her. And what I'm going to do is whatever her original objective was with your 3 o'clock meeting, I'm going to change it on her. But I've got to adjust it on calendars and such. So what I'm going to do is basically just change her what she was going to do on that call.
Okay, so when they call me, it's free to start over, kind of, and you're telling them what they need to do. Are you going to be on that with us or no?
I'm not intended to be, but I can be if you would like me to be.
I don't care. I'm just trying to understand what's going on.
Gotcha.
I need to pay.
What's that?
If there's nothing we're talking about right now, I need to call this printing company on something that I'm trying to get, because I have a feeling once we get on at 3, that's going to take a while.
You bet. Go right ahead. Let me fix this now that I know what's going on your end and where our shortcoming is. Let me get this set up, and then I'll either text you or I'll give you a call back. One quick thing for you, though, Chad. I can't remember if it was Bailey or somebody else. I did deal with another Bailey right in the same time frame. Do I remember her saying that Core 4 was spending something like $20,000 or $12,000 on Angie's every month? Or was that the other Bailey that I worked with around that same time frame?
That should not. Basically, our Bailey had set up a monthly budget on Angie of $1,000 a month.
Okay.
But she was going over that each week, and so then she altered it, and I've been on with them trying to straighten that out. So I don't know what.
Oh man.
We probably spent $4,000 or so the first month with Angie, but it shouldn't be anywhere near 20, and it shouldn't be. I'm fixing the four down to more like one, and tweaking all that. But
gotcha. Okay, and I couldn't remember. It must have been the other Bailey then. All right, no sweat. Let me straighten this out, Chad, and I'll either text you or call you, let you know what's going on. And I think that's it for now. This is high priority, highest priority, so we'll deal with this.
Okay, so after I talk with them, if they don't already start me in this process to get this other thing approved, then I'll talk with you in the next, either later today or tomorrow or whatever, and get that going. So start our 4 to 8 weeks.
Yep, please do. And in fact, I'll probably text you anyway. The gal that you're talking to at 3 o'clock, I'm just going to switch the purpose of her meeting with you over to onboarding. And the gentleman that is in charge of the Google Guaranteed, though, I'll have to get you on his calendar. So I'll take a look and see what's open and give you some options there, because the Google Guaranteed is handled by a different team because it is so extensive. So it's just a matter of calendaring, but I'll tell you what we've got for options. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We'll talk to you after a bit.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Chad. Bye-bye.